Rural News with Sally Murphy. Kia ora, Sally. Changes to the RMA could affect our exporting reputation.
Kia ora, Charlotte. Yes, that's according to Labor's trade spokesperson Damien O'Connor, who says New Zealand's reputation as an exporter of quality primary products could slip if proposed changes to the Resource Management Act go ahead. Announced yesterday, the amendments include scrapping winter grazing and stock exclusion rules. Damien O'Connor says New Zealand signed free trade agreements acknowledging the importance of environmental management and carbon reduction. He says New Zealand sells to high-paying customers who notice these things.
Any idea or perception that we've slipped could ultimately affect the demand for some of those high-end products. We can't sell to the lowest common denominator, the low-value markets in the world. We simply go broke if we do that. So we have to aspire to get more value for our products. And the values that people are looking for in those products are the ones around good environmental management, lower carbon emissions, good animal welfare, high labour standards. And so the perception of our country may slip with the changes that are being proposed.
That's Damien O'Connor. Cattle have died after a stock truck rolled in Central Hawke's Bay this morning. Police were called to the incident on Ellsthorpe Road near Ōtani just before 9 o'clock. They say the driver sustained minor injuries and some cattle have died or are injured. A police spokesperson says a large animal vet was called to the scene to assist with the injured cattle and nearby farmers also helped out. As of 10 o'clock, all cattle were out of the truck, but it's not known when the truck will be removed and the road will be cleared. Shearing legend Sir David Fagan hopes calm heads prevail and the currently cancelled New Zealand agricultural show will go ahead. The AMP show in Christchurch, normally held in November, was cancelled recently over financial concerns. The City Council has injected $5 million into a land deal to ensure its future, but whether the show will go ahead is still up in the air. Sir David says it could be a death knell for the iconic show if gates don't open this year.
It is our biggest AMP show in the country, so I was quite shocked when they pulled the pin on it so early too, because once these things stop, it's very hard to start them again, I think.
Sir David is confident the New Zealand Corriedale Shearing and Wool Handling Championships, normally run during show week, will go ahead, as there's a proactive committee keen to run the event independently to the AMP show. The Environmental Protection Authority is being criticised for taking too long to approve new animal health products for use in New Zealand. The Animal and Plant Health Association says it's taking between 5 and 9 years to get new products into the country. Products containing hazardous substances have to go through the EPA before they can be sold and used here. The association's Liz Shackleton says EPA processing is too slow to approve products including biologicals, inhibitors and possibly game-changing targeted pest management solutions.
They are all the kind of types of products that our members have at their fingertips, available and in use globally, but are either in queues at the moment or more recently what we've had is when we have global innovators that look at delays of 5 to 9 years, they really look at that and go, why do we register or supply New Zealand? And that's what the question is quickly becoming. So it's a priority for us to think about that.
Liz Shackleton says New Zealand's a small market and it's losing its competitive edge in the space globally.
If you're a farmer or a grower, you should care about this. We can't afford to wait 5 to 9 years for new products in our toolkit, given the challenges that are in front of us and the job to be done. We need those new options in our toolkit to double exports, to manage pests, to protect us from the next big biosecurity incursion.
That's Liz Shackleton. The EPA says it struggled to keep pace with the volume of new applications as funding constraints have made recruitment and retention of staff a challenge. It says it has 36 staff which process applications but is hiring 7 more in July thanks to a $1.1 million funding boost from the last budget. And just lastly, kiwifruit grower Seeker says halfway through the kiwifruit season, yields are much better than last year, but lower than early season forecasts in some regions. Yields were down 20% last year compared to 2021 because of a late spring frost that damaged flowers and young fruit. But Zespri is forecasting a bumper crop this season thanks to good weather during flowering. Seeka Chief Executive Michael Franks says things are a lot better this season and the company has packed about 20 million trays of kiwi fruit so far.
The bulk of it's been gold, around 14.5 million is gold. Season looks a lot better. The regions, though, you know, in Northland, Coromandel, Gisborne and over in Napier in the Hawke's Bay, all those regions actually delivered a lower yield than what we expected, albeit much better than last year. But actually over here in the Bay of Plenty, crops are up. And so those regions have harvested first, and so the crops were down on what we wanted, but much better. But the crops here in the Bay of Plenty are much, much better than what we expected. So we're just seeing how it all balances out.
Mr. Frank says yields in the regions are down by about 10% on what was first anticipated.
I think it's because of the water pressure in the orchards. So, you know, the roots last year were subjected to a lot of water, and so they've contracted. Kiwi fruit doesn't tend to like water, you know, it doesn't like its roots sitting in water. So perhaps although we set a crop and then we had the crop volumes there, the fruit didn't size. And so, you know, it means you need to put more fruit in a box to get to the volume or the weight that you want. So we didn't get the yield out of those orchards. That's what we're currently thinking.
Michael Frank says with a higher volume of fruit overall expected this season, Zespri is exporting more fruit earlier in the season. He says Seeka is set to load about 11.5 million trays of kiwi fruit in 4 weeks, a record export crop for the company. And that's the Rural News for today. Kia pai, tō rā.